Back to Mickey and Zach.
My friends at Kroot LED want to help you out. It's another way that contractors and facility managers choose Kroot LED. It's their expertise. They sell the best products, the best designs, the best practical experience for installing them. If you're looking for your contractor or an installer, you're looking for the best when it comes to LED lights, I want you to call Kroot LED 401-8156. Sales at Kroot-LED.com. If you are a builder, contractor, installer, let them take care of you. 401-8156. Kroot-LED.com. Glad to have you back. Hour number two. We call this Reaction Monday. We want to hear your reaction. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Toby's been hanging on the longest in Anderson. Hey, good morning, Toby. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
What's up, Mick?
You doing all right, buddy?
Yeah, man. I see you got my text earlier, so I had to call in, and I heard you talking about complaining and stuff like that. I want to preface this by saying I'm more than ecstatic by the 63-3 win. Let's just get that out of the way. I'm glad we won the game. But if Dabo and Tony Elliott, Jeff Scott, all those coaches, and I trust them, they know more than I'll ever know. But if they're telling me as a Clemson fan that I've got to put all my eggs in one basket for one quarterback, it's okay to have a little concern here and there when you see the kid who looks scared. It looked like he was scared to get hit. And that's no knock on the kid. I would have been too. But that was just a concern I had at the game. The first few plays that I saw a little bit, you know, into the first quarter or so. That was just a concern of mine. I was like, man, this guy, he looks kind of scared, like he don't want to get hit because of the injury. And to his defense, the offensive line, he really didn't have a whole lot of time to throw the ball. When he did, was able to set his feet. He hit Justin Ross deep. Hit Overton, hit a few passes deep. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, look, he got hurt pretty early in the game.
Right.
So in this game, he got hurt. So, you know, I didn't see him look scared. I saw him stuck his head down a couple times and run the ball. You saw scared. I didn't see scared. The dink and dump stuff, a lot of that screen stuff. People hate the, oh, my God, I can't believe they're throwing out there in the screens. But they're getting 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 yards. Hickens got 11 yards. You're getting some of that. If they're going to play off on you out there and they got 7 in the box, why in the world would you ever run it? Why be hard-headed and try to run it? And then all that does in the end is set up the running game. And I don't know. I guess Clemson fans want to score on every – not all Clemson fans. Want to score every single play. But you're setting things up. You're giving them a look, and then you adjust off of it. And so let's see how – if we do this, let's see how they adjust to it. And let's see what we can do a second time around. They scored on nine touchdowns in the last 14 drives. Pretty doggone good, you know?
Yeah, oh, yeah, most definitely it was good, you know. But let's don't, I know you're probably going to, your blood pressure will go up when I say this, but let's don't spend all summer in the first four games of the season talking about how Kelly Bryant can't throw the ball down the field, but if somebody has a concern about Trevor Lawrence, we're complaining. When that's not the case, I would call it concern because you're putting all your eggs in one basket.
But who throws the ball down the field better?
Oh, there ain't no doubt who throws the ball down the field better, but right. Let's don't get all blood pressure rising and all that. If somebody has concern about Trevor Lawrence when we spent all summer and half the first of the year complaining about Kelly Bryant.
Yeah. It's going to be – he's a freshman. That's his second start. It's the second week of being the starter in practice. It's the second week where you put the game plan wrapped around him. And in that second week, by the way, he's really only been the starter. He's played three quarters this game, so he's only played five quarters as a starter. They're just putting, you know, you scrapped anything else when the other quarterback's in the game. Just when he's in there, You've got five quarters of him being a starter preparing for that. And in this game, they put up 698 yards and 63 points. And yeah. I mean, I'll be honest with you, man. If that ain't good enough and we got to question some stuff, then I don't have a whole lot of answers for you, you know?
No, it's good enough. I mean, okay. That's not what I'm saying. It's great. I'll take it all week long, twice on Sunday and three times on Monday.
All right.
I'm good to go with it. I'm just saying, let's, you know, if we have concerns, if he'd have thrown four picks or thrown two picks or something like that, then, you know, I wouldn't be the only one saying, hey, I saw something that concerned me a little bit.
But he didn't.
Then it would be okay. You know what I'm saying?
But he didn't throw four picks.
At the end, runs 200 something yards and we had 697 yards of offense. It's off limits. We can't say if we have any concerns about it.
Yeah. The only concerns I have with Trevor Lawrence, A, is health, because every quarterback in the country is seeing it now. With Bentley, you're seeing it all over the place. But everybody's having to play second-team quarterbacks. Virginia Tech and all over the place, man. Everybody's getting hurt, right? That's one concern. Number two would be on that delayed blitz and the offensive line not getting it over there. And Dabo was critical of Lawrence when he said he needs to get us in the right sets a little more often. And that's experience.
Right.
My major concern outside of injuries is sometimes a different week, you're going to see different stuff. And this is the same thing that Sean kind of went through, the same thing that Kelly went through last year, that as the season goes on, people are going to defend you differently, and you're prepared for this, and they show you something. So how do you adjust to it? That's just game-type stuff. And that's why against Wake Forest and Georgia Tech and this schedule, you know, I think against NC State, I think against Duke and Louisville, you get these things worked out as the season goes on. And then you get ready for your big push at the end of the season. South Carolina,
right.
ACC championship game playoffs.
I'll ask you this, and I'll hang up.
Yeah.
You still my number one main, bro.
All right.
Still my main captain there, Mickey.
All right.
But
I hope
how
so.
How much of the playbook have they put in for him so far? Probably 40%, 50%. They haven't put everything in yet.
Man, if they hadn't.
Thanks, buddy. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you, Toby. I appreciate that. If they hadn't, how much more we need to put in? You scored 63. Get 700 yards. How much more we want to put in? What do you want to see besides what you saw Saturday? How much did they put in the playbook? Enough to score 63? Am I the only one that's just knocked out dead cold crazy slam? I'm out of my mind crazy right now.
I agree with a lot of what you're saying. I think you need to be very happy and pleased as a fan base and as a third party observer. I also understand other sides of this, where you're concerned about little bits and pieces of what you see on Saturdays. It's okay to talk about those things. You know, you can't just bury your head and pretend it's all sunshine and rainbows, because it wasn't, right? It wasn't. There's a fumble on the second possession of the game.
Okay.
Right?
Let me say this.
Right?
Yes, but
it's okay to talk about those things.
It is. But in the first 10 texts we got, and Toby's text was, bear with me a second here. Toby's text was, I answered him back on here. Let me find it. It was, something about Trevor being scared and dinking and dumping the ball, and he was 20-25, but they're dinking and dumping. Here he is. Toby from Anderson. Trevor Lawrence, this is the first take of the week after the game, okay? Trevor Lawrence looked confused and a little bit scared, 20-25, and a lot of dink and dump passes. Thank goodness we had Travis Etienne. My point is this. If that's your first take, if that's the first thing you want to say, then I got nothing for you. If you wanted to say, hey, man, love the offensive line, love the three running backs getting 100 yards, love the big play, big strikes, like the throw to Ross for the touchdown, like the throw to Higgins for the touchdown, love the fact you played 56 players in the very first drive of the game, love the fact that you had 698 yards of offense. Love the fact that we're eighth in the country in total offense right now. Love the fact that we're fifth in the country in rushing offense right now. Love the fact we're averaging 42 points and 531 yards a game right now. Love that the defense put out there and on 18 different drives gave up 3 points total in the game. Love the fact that it's the largest win in ACC history for the Tigers. But I'm a little concerned about A. I'm fine with that, but not the very first take of the week after you just beat somebody more than you've ever beat anybody in the history of the ACC. Does that make any sense?
Sure.
I mean, if he doesn't, tell me.
No, I mean, listen. You're going to believe what you want to believe. He's going to believe what he wants to believe.
I want to know what you believe.
I believe there you can have a combination of both.
Really?
Yes. Well, if we just sit here and tell you how great they are the whole show, I mean, how much fun is that going to be?
I think it's pretty doggone fun. I think it's very fun. And in a world which I'd much rather say, hey, Mickey boy, Travis, Etienne, do you see what he got did? Do you see what Choice did? Do you see what Dix did? I'd much rather do that. You wouldn't? You don't think that's fun?
Listen, it's a fun show, I guess, but there's no substance to it. There's no conversation to it. We're just naming
sure
stats.
There is.
All you did was just read all stats. Hey, we're good at this, this, and this, and this. Call in, tell us how good we are. Thanks. Here's the number. Like, let's have a conversation about it. Let's have a conversation about what we can improve, what we can improve.
Let's have a conversation.
Where there's better things, where there's worse things. It's okay to talk about
it. Let's have a conversation about, hey, man, can you believe that they played 56 players in the first period and won by 60 points? That's not a stat. I mean, those are fun conversations to have. That's
unbelievable.
Great.
Unbelievable that they played all 72 players on the road this weekend. It's a testament to Dabo. It's a testament to the recruiting where they can go into every house in the country and say, hey, listen,
that's
fella,
a conversation to have.
He goes, hey, fella, you're going to play.
That's a conversation to have.
100%. 100%. But you can also have off of that conversation, hey, listen, you're playing a lot of guys, right? Is it helping? Is it hurting the continuity with the offensive line? Is it this, that, the other? You can have those conversations and not get bent out of shape about it, right?
I don't know, man. I got nothing for you if the first take you have is negative.
How much sunshine can you pump?
After 63-3?
How much can you pump?
A buttload.
Oh, I'm with you on this. 63-3, you gotta just be all excited about this. You put 63 points, won by 60. I get it. But I don't think we can jump people for having any kind of concerns at all.
I'll just say this. If your first take was something negative, which, Zach, am I wrong? You saw them. The first 10 texts we got, 5 of them had a negative thought. And the very first text they sent of the week was a negative thought.
Mm-hmm.
Then I have zero for you today. I'm sorry. I'm told Tiger Dave tells me on the way home, he goes, you watch what's going to happen. And he was right.
He said,
you watch what's
right.
going to happen.
Yep.
Your first phone calls, your first text messages on Monday, somebody's going to find something negative with it. And I'm telling you, man, I can't live in a world like that. I don't want to find out all the negativity that's out there. I don't need it that way. Now when they lose, let's talk about it.
We ignore it when they lose.
No, they're 6-0.
Just ignore it.
I had a guy sitting behind me Saturday complaining about run the ball more. You got to put ETN and run the ball more. I was like, man, look, it's okay, dude. They're going to win the game. It's going to be okay. They're working out all these kinks. And I guess you want to run it 25 times a game and wear him out and then get him hurt. And it's going to be, mm-hmm. Oh, my God. They're 8th in the country in total offense. They're averaging 42 points a game. It's going to be okay, man. It's going to be okay. It's a long season. Ranking the top 5 in the country.
I'm with you.
Hey, bro, let me ask you something.
Yeah.
I had this conversation with Tiger Dave on the way up.
Have I met him?
No, great dude. You're going to love this. He was telling about the times he'd been to Wake Forest. I forget some of these years, man. Where Clemson got beat 45-17 up there. He said he was there, and I was there, too. And he was there when we got beaten the Thursday night deal and Roddy Skinner and all that kind of stuff. And he said, man, you remember the Maryland game? And they did the, oh, man, yeah. He goes, how about the NC State? And they go, oh, man, yeah. He goes, what was the low point? We're talking about low points. And he goes, man, isn't it great getting this car this morning or driving up here knowing we're going to win this game? And like, and he says, I expect a close game. But I think we're going by 10 or 14 points, maybe 21 points. But isn't it nice, like, knowing we're going to win this game? Went, yeah. He goes, isn't that crazy what we used to be? Zach, let me tell you, man, I hosted shows after NC State put up. I hosted a show after West Virginia scored 70 on you. I hosted shows where Clemson was 5-6 and losing to Duke and Wake Forest.
It's funny the difference between now and a couple of years ago, right? So my most vivid memory of going to Wake Forest, of playing up there, is Gaines Adams blocking that field goal.
Yeah.
But you still lose
cold
that game, right?
Man.
You still lose that game.
No, we won that game.
I'm sorry. Yes, you win that game, but still, that's the pinnacle, and it breaks a streak of losing up there, and it's a house of horrors, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
For kids now, for new fans or whoever it may be, it's 63-3. It's dominated Wake Forest at every step. Haven't lost him in 10 years.
I just 2003 when it was 45-17 up there. And that doesn't mean, look, that we gotta say, well, you gotta be thankful for what you have. I'm not trying to say that at all. If Clemson would have gone up there and fluttered around and won 21-17 by holding them late, or how many times you done this lately, where you're better than the other team, but they get an onside kick at opportunity late in the game. You know, A&M this year, or Troy, or Auburn, where you're just better than them, and you let them hang around. They score late, and they try an onside kick, and you know, that's fine, man. Point out all the missed tackles that one of the Davis twins had, and point out how Dabo plays too many plays. I get it, man. Yeah,
that's not what they're doing.
63-3.
That's not.
And
what
your first
doing.
Take is negative, right? I didn't make this up, Zach. Tiger Dave told me it was going to happen, and 5 of the first 10 texts we got were, well, our offensive guard doesn't block. Only 3 of your 4 guards you play can block. Somebody's blocking somebody. I don't know, man. Again, I got nothing for you, bro. I'm sorry. I got nothing for you.
Of course we got plenty for you, folks. We got another hour and 40 minutes of it. Well, pump the sunshine. You want to pump the sunshine?
No, I'm just saying.
I'll start blocking numbers. I'll start dropping callers.
No, don't do that. Lord knows, don't do that.
I'll start doing it.
Lord knows, don't do that. Goodness gracious. Oh, man. Can I get to my good friends at Trail, TRehel.com? I want to feel good about life. I feel good about these guys. Trail wants to help you out. Here's the thing about Trail is that in a world full of people falling short of your expectations, if they don't exceed your expectations, they have failed. Trail does it differently. A lot of people build. A lot of people build buildings. That's great. They do it different ways. There's different delivery methods. What Trail prefers and what they use on about 75% of their projects is this master builder concept. It's the better building process. It's where they go back to biblical times where the designer and constructor were one and is a true single source. And it has so many awesome advantages. You're going to get 10 different prices. You get a bunch of different prices on a bunch of different solutions as possible. And that way you get to balance all the things, all the issues that go into it. You balance those out. And really, it just gives you so many positives. It gives you no additional cost to the owner. It gives you on time and on budget. The master builder, the single source delivery, is by far the best way to go about it. It's our friends at Trail, TRehel.com. They don't build single family homes, they build everything else in the world. TRehel.com. Call them today if you want a positive experience like we're going to have for the rest of this show. 800-319-7006. Short break, more on your turn after this.
Hey, Tiger fans. Did you know that Tigertown Village is growing? Located just 1 mile from campus, TTV is getting bigger and better with brand new luxury farmhouse cottages in phase 2 of Tigertown Village. These charming cottages will feature a spacious open floor plan with rustic elements and industrial-inspired accents. Our model cottage is ready for tours, and we can't wait to show you. Check out our website at ttvfarmhouse.com and schedule a tour today.
Bojangles Pork Chop Griller Biscuit is back. A savory pork chop with a little zip and a whole lot of flavor. Try our Pork Chop Griller Biscuit for just $1.99. Only available for a limited time. Bojangles, it's bow time.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
Working on the car, huh?
Yeah, it's been stalling.
It could be friction from your floor mats.
No.
Oil change too? Better change your oil fuses.
Nice try. Hand me that Purolator Boss filter.
Wow, protects up to 15,000 miles?
Right. Nothing gets by Purolator. Or me.
Great. Now let's demagnetize those floor mats.
This is sad now.
Now get a Purolator Boss premium oil filter and 5 quarts of synthetic oils for $32.99 at Advance Auto Parts. See store for details.
Let us bring your new Honda directly to you. Hendrick Honda Easily now offers direct on-site demos of your new Honda. Don't want to deal with traffic? Hendrick Honda Easy will bring your new Honda to your work, home, or church. Call today to schedule your personal on-site car buying experience from Hendrick Honda Easily. Call 864-855-1234 or visit ilovehendrickhondaeasily.com. Again, ilovehendrickhondaeasily.com. Experience a world-class difference at Hendrick Honda Easily.
Warm up your appetites. As the weather gets cooler, you tend to want something hot to eat. As you know, Subway restaurants offer many delicious hot subs. The steak and cheese, Subway melt, the meatball, and more. All delicious and hot. Subway's hot subs are fresher and tastier. Come to Subway restaurants for a good, fresh, hot meal at a great value. During the month of October, mention you heard this ad on WCCP-FM 105.5 The Roar and receive a free cookie on your next visit.
Do you want bigger biceps? Do you want to increase your bench by 58 pounds in 6 weeks? Protein is not enough. 75 to 90% of your protein is wasted and not used for muscle building. Optinas works genetically to redirect protein to your muscles. Clinical trials showed a 12-time increase in arm size and 3-time increase in lean body mass compared to a placebo. Experience Optinas. Go to upstatemuscle.com. That's upstatemuscle.com.
Westminster Vision is now opening a third location on Highway 28 in Pendleton next to State Farm Insurance. This new office will offer even more state-of-the-art medical eye care along with the professional one-on-one eyeglass service we are so proud of. There's a large selection of frames as well as all types of contact lenses, including specialty and custom designs. We'd like to thank our patients and customers who have made this possible. Come by and see us or call 654-4141 for an appointment.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Whether you're looking for a rewarding career in healthcare, business, public service, manufacturing, or HVAC, Tri-County Technical College can put you on the pathway to success quickly. With campuses in Pendleton, Anderson, Easley, and Oconee, Tri-County Tech has the school and the location to make learning easier. Check out their website, tctc.edu, and get the answers for enrollment, academics, and so much more. Affordable education with limitless possibilities at Tri-County Technical College.
The best way to kick off the day. The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Don't even make the noise you just made.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Tell me something good. Tell me that you love me, yeah. Tell me something good. That you like it, yeah.
I like knowing something good. Hey, Northland can help you out. Now, I want to tell you that not available in all areas and actual speeds may vary. Limited time. Other tax and fees might apply. All speeds mentioned are up to speed amount here. But I'll tell you this. You can save up to $400 on the full rate right now. This is the best offer of the year. $49.99 for 100 megs of internet service. That's $10 less per month than the previous promo ad. You're going to love this. You're going to love what Northland has for you. Northland does internet. They have the fastest speeds at the best prices. Get reliable connection. Get it the way you want it. Get the internet that takes you distances that you've never seen before. It's faster than they've ever seen before. For a limited time right now, $49.99 a month. Double the speed on a 50 meg internet for the same low price. You're going to love this. Again, limited time only, all rates, net of taxes and fees, not available in all areas. This restrictions might apply, but get in touch with our good friends at Northland. It's getnorthland.com, getnorthland.com. Let's get to a bunch of phone calls here. Can we get all six that are holding right now in one segment?
We're certainly going to try.
654 Roar. I'm going to get these in order. It's going to take me a little bit of time to figure out. Everybody's been hanging on for a very, very, very long time. William and George have been hanging on the longest. William, how you doing this morning?
Hey, man, how's it going?
Blessed, very blessed.
I'm on board with you on this one. Nothing personal, Zach, but when you beat somebody 63-3 in their own house, I mean, you guys went up there and just roasted them.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't see a whole lot to complain with that. They something in the water up there. You know what I'm saying?
You can, but give me the first 27 good before you give me one bad.
That's right. Well, I'm a Georgia fan. I got a whole lot to complain about. I mean, we can't defend a run, dude. I mean, when Vandy runs through you, like, you know what I'm saying, what do you do? I mean, we better get it together next week because LSU's going to come at us with that running game, and we better be able to defend it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Georgia, of the top teams in the country so far, Georgia's had the weakest schedule. It's about to be one of the toughest schedules. So Florida looks better. LSU looks better than we thought. Both those teams are better than we thought. And now Auburn doesn't look as good as we thought, but you're going to be challenged a little bit here. Georgia better play well down in Baton Rouge this week, no doubt.
I don't think we're going to have no problems with Florida because we're playing them in Jacksonville. Yeah. Now, if we're playing them in the Swamp, we might have a little bit of trouble with them. But
good point.
If we get by LSU, I think we're going to be good to go. But anyway, you guys have a good day, and y'all did good. Saturday.
Thank you, William. I appreciate the phone call. The next longest is Andrew in Clemson. Andrew, you've been very, very patient. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Happy Monday, guys.
Happy Monday to you,
so
too.
I don't say anything negative first to make you struck out.
Right.
First of all, I'm very, very pleased with the win.
Good. So, I love it.
And I agree with Zach there that it's okay to have a concern, but here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to give you two concerns that I'm going to turn into positives after they sound like a negative. The first is, I did think that Trevor did look a little hesitant. I'm not going to say scared. I think he looked a little hesitant, but here's the positive. After he actually got hurt and they took him in the tent, after that he didn't look hesitant at all. So I'm going to say that's a positive. He needed to get hit, and then he came out of it and played better. So that's a positive. The other one that I take is slightly a negative, but I'm going to turn it into a positive. It does worry me when they play somebody that has a dynamic offense, if they start really slow, if they go behind, how are they going to react if they're down two touchdowns or something? Because it's, it's a different team than what we've had before. We don't know what will happen.
You mean like Syracuse?
Well, yeah, but Syracuse had no business being up. So,
well, let me ask you this. Who are they going to play? But who are they going to play that fits that mold?
Nobody that's on the schedule.
Right.
Nobody that's on the schedule right now.
Right.
But then here's where I was going to turn into a positive.
Right.
I agree with you that I think that a lot of it is feeling them out early on, and then you see what they're going to do. And by the end of the year, they'll know more about when it comes to the time when they're playing somebody that has that kind of offense, that's kind of dangerous.
Yeah.
They'll see enough film on them that we'll come out and be early. And I think we've been.
Well, let me say
here's something you said earlier.
Yeah.
You said something earlier about the playbook, about how much have we broken out and how much have they actually given him. Here's what I think. I think they've given him the whole thing, and I think he can probably run the whole thing.
Yeah.
And that they are purposely not necessarily every week showing all of it. I mean, why would they? When you can beat your opponent without having to show everything that you got in your toolbox, then keep it covered up for a while. Don't let people film on you to use it later.
Yeah, but you made a point about you're not going to play anybody on schedule right now, at least until ACC Championship weekend. Who knows what the Coastal Division is going to look like? Or then in a playoffs, if you can make that. You're not going to play anybody that's going to challenge you. So why not play all the guys? Why not kind of go through it? And the other thing, Andrew, and by the way, I appreciate the phone call. Thanks for calling in, Andrew. Very good stuff there. The other thing is, it's not like they're not trying to score in the first drive or two. But when ETN drops the ball on a screen pass, and when Trevor drops the ball on a pass, and when Renfro falls down as the intended receiver, then those are three key plays that they couldn't overcome early, and they didn't score. They're not purposely saying, "Hey, man, let's show them. Let's give them a little false sense of security. We won't score the first three times." They're trying, but little things early in the game have bogged them down. It'd be a penalty, it'd be a drop. We see some of those things, and as a result, they didn't score. But The way I would look at it is they scored 9 touchdowns last 14 drives.
And a friendly reminder, they script those plays for a reason, right? And they script them, obviously they're trying to score, but it's to set up different formations and see how the defense reacts to those formations, see how they're going to defend you over the course of the game. That's primarily the goal for the beginning and start of the game.
Right.
It's going to happen. They're going to start fast at some point. It just wasn't this week. They ended up scoring 63. We're going to be fine.
And through all that, Dabo still knows, and the guy made a good point to him this weekend, talking about it, Dabo knows he's got the better team going in. I mean, there's no doubt in their mind, personnel-wise, that we have the better team, and we're going to win this game. So that's why we're going to play 56 players in the first quarter. How about that, man? To me, that might be the best out of them all. You look out there, and there's true freshmen out there everywhere. Crazy.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Is there going to be a point this year, this season, when 3 starts pushing 7 or 99 on the ends?
I think he already has, right?
Let's like, look. We're really pushing him.
7, but not 99.
Okay. Are you sure? Because he looks unbelievable.
Yeah, but you got to play 2, and then 99 is better than 7.
All right.
Right?
I mean, yeah.
I thought Farrell played great this weekend, man.
I thought he was unbelievable.
He played awesome.
Where is he in the sack conversation in terms of the country right now?
I'd look it up.
I'm going to look that up while you take a phone call. Here.
Snap Hook, thanks for hanging on so long, man. I hope you're doing well.
Doing well, fellas. How are y'all?
Fantastic.
Mickey, a decade ago today, we were calling for Tommy Bowden's head.
How about that?
A little bit of perspective, folks.
Yeah.
How about that? A little bit of perspective.
Yeah. How about that? Didn't know that was a case. By the way, Cleveland Farrell's 10th in the country in sacks. He's got 7 on the year.
He's tied seven.
Okay. Yeah. How about that, man? Didn't realize that was the case, but it's perspective. I've seen some bad. I'm enjoying the wins. And let me point to that Snap Hook, because you make a good point. Because I got a couple texts on here, and they'll say, "Well, what we're talking about here is later down the road that we need to work on the Saints because later down the road." Well, that's what they're doing. They're working on them, and they're playing players down the road and they're staying fresh because of down the road. But on another thing though is, can I not enjoy on the Monday at least? After a win like this, because if I got to always worry about down the road, can I just take a little bit of time to smell the roses and to enjoy, just take one day just to enjoy it? Got an open date coming up. Just enjoy this one rather than worried about Alabama. Can I enjoy 63-3 instead of worried about Alabama, something that might not even happen? Is that fair? Anyway.
Blows my mind, Mickey. Yep. I'm old. Say one thing, and I'll take y'all's comments off the air. I'm starting a campaign. It's called Make the AP Poll Great Again. Never have I seen 3 teams beat a higher-ranked team in the AP poll and still be ranked underneath them. I don't understand that. I don't understand how Florida is still under LSU. That makes no sense whatsoever to me. Yeah. Appreciate it, Bellis.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate the phone call. That's a good point. They just played this past weekend. They have identical records. Florida's 14, LSU's 13. I understand why Washington is ahead of Auburn, because Auburn has 2 losses now, and they've lost twice since Washington lost. So I get that. And Texas did move ahead of Oklahoma. Texas is in the top 10 now. Can I get that Tom Herman comment again from earlier in the year? Where Mickey said, man, I like Tom Herman. I think he's doing a good job.
He did, and they almost blew a 21-point lead against Oklahoma.
Well, almost, but what's their record now?
They're a good football team right now.
What are they ranked now?
Well, let's have a conversation at the end of the season.
Okay.
We'll see how right you are at the end of the season.
I mean, all I'm saying is, and I still said they're a year away.
But right now, very right. You called it.
Right. 9th in the country. All right, Big Boy, I appreciate you hanging on so long this morning. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good, Mickey. Yesterday, me and my friend Pastor Bob always wear our Clemson coat, sport coat, and our Clemson tie in honor of our late friend Vinny Brock.
Oh, man.
Vinny was 58 Saturday, and we wear that every year in honor of his memory. You know, I never heard Vinny say one bad thing about the Tigers, and I'm a Clemson, big Clemson fan, but I think he's the biggest and best Clemson fan I've ever known.
You know what else I learned from Vinny is that in this world today where we got all these victims and everybody plays the victim card of why they can't do and why they wouldn't do and how everybody's out to get them and this we victimized everybody, the victim card. For a guy that had every reason in the world to complain, I never heard him complain the first time about anything.
Mickey, Vinny had an email from you, had it in his ICU room, and I think he was prouder of that than anything he'd ever had. His mother still got it, and she's had a lot of health problems. She broke her leg here a while back, and she still can't walk. So everybody just keep remembering that family, because, you know, I'll never forget Vinny. I think about him every day.
You know what? I think about it every time. Every time I pass by the handicap section over at Death Valley, because that's where I stop by and see him some games. I think of Vinny. So,
well, how about Ryan, Mickey? How's he doing now?
He's doing good. He is in Charlotte, and you know, volunteering and rehabbing still, and he's got a girlfriend and things like that. So he's doing really well. I know he likes his Yankees and likes his Tigers and likes all his teams, but he's doing well, no doubt.
Well, that's good. Mickey, you have a good day.
Thank
good
you,
talking
big boy.
With you.
I appreciate that. Mr. Or 24, give me 1 minute here. Vinny Brock was one of the most inspirational people I've ever met. And the first time I met him over at Anderson Mall a few times. The first time I got formally introduced, and it was, you know, he came to one of our events, and they had a van, and he was in a wheelchair in a really bad situation. And, sure. And I was talking to one of his caretakers. I was with him at the time, and they were running a little bit late, and he was so apologetic about being late. And I said, man, you don't have to worry about that. But, you know, and she was telling me, you know, like just to shower, like just to get dressed, and the, like the struggles that they had to do every single day is extremely like time consuming and extremely difficult. And, you know, just all the health issues that he had, never once heard him complain or talk about anything else, and was very, very positive. I missed him calling in the show. Just one of those true role models for how to attack life and attack adversity. And just a positive guy. I miss the guy, no doubt about it. Vinny Brock, the good Lord broke the mold when they made that mind. And even though his body was broken, boy, his mind was amazing to me. We'll take a short break. On that note, I do want to tell you about my friends over at Katichi, KatecheE.com. Katichi wants you to come by. Clemson fans, you're off this weekend. You're looking for something to do this weekend. Go over to Katichi and play golf. You're going to love the golf course. The greens right now are in awesome shape. I was over there the other day. They're rolling brilliantly with a really good pace to them. You're going to love the dining part of it as well. Make time. I always say this. I'm trying to think if I've ever gone over and didn't have a good meal, because I didn't have a meal. Every meal is good. But what I'm saying is like, oh, I'm rushing over. Give yourself an extra 30 minutes to go have a meal over there as well. Think about you having your next event there, your wedding's there. Think about staying over there maybe this weekend. A little romantic getaway maybe for you and your loved one. And think about our great friends at Katichi. The golf course is awesome. Go by and get your tee time for this weekend with the Tigers on an open date weekend. My friends at Katichi would love to host you. KatecheE.com. Spend some time with Charlie Snell, their owner, and he's got some huge plans for a lot of things going on over there. You're going to love our great friends at Katichi. KatecheE.com. Short break, more after this. Hi friends, Mickey Plowler here for Star Granite Interiors. Nothing improves a home like beautiful granite or quartz countertop surfaces for your kitchen or your bathroom like Star Granite Interiors. For 60 years, Star Granite Interiors has built an impeccable reputation by providing its customers with the best in terms of service, selection, and price. Call today to improve your home with Star Granite Interiors. Jeremy Revis can be reached at 304-4249. That's Jeremy Revis at 304-4249. Or better yet, check him out online at StarGraniteInteriors.com.
Bojangles Pork Chop Griller is back. Buy the Pork Chop Griller for just $1.99.
Hey, Tiger fans. This is Leighton Covage, class of 77, with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson. This condo hotel is officially under construction. If you love the Clemson family, then you need to know about it. Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away with hotel amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services. You get the perks of ownership without the hassle of maintenance. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard, next to Ruby Tuesdays.
There's no one like you, and this fall, Pandora Jewelry lets you show that to the world with over 150 rings to choose from. Crafted from sterling silver, Pandora rose, or 14 karat gold. Now Turner's carries the Pandora University charms so you can show your team spirit. And Turner's has the new Groove brand silicone Tiger Paw band and has the only selection of Levion in the tri-state area. It's all happening at Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Center Place in Seneca or online at turnersjewelers.com.
Have you noticed the construction next to Hendrick Honda Easley? That's because they're expanding. Thanks to their amazing family of clients, the demand for Hondas continues to increase. They have the make, model, and color you want. Always in stock and ready to test drive for our customers. The 2019 Hondas are arriving. Experience the world-class difference at Hendrick Honda Easley. Check out their vast inventory at ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com. That's ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com.
Whether your adventure takes you to the top of Chimney Rock or the shores of Lake Jocassee or the woods for camping, Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson has everything you need for your next adventure. Serving the upstate since 1995, Elkmont offers fly fishing gear from Orvis and Sims, as well as the area's best selection of kayaks and camping gear, featuring Chacos, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Southern Marsh, Columbia, Yeti, Eno hammocks, Kavu rope bags, mountain khakis, and more. Elkmont also has kayaks and stand-up paddle boards for rent, so you can try before you buy. Are you hungry? Try Elkmont's barbecue sandwich or a pint of locally brewed craft beer from one of Elkmont's 16 taps. There really is something for everyone at Elkmont. So remember, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson.
Carolina Alliance has a team of experienced, devoted bankers to help you with any financial hurdle you come across, offering competitive low rates and personal one-on-one services for your business or personal banking needs. Here's the best part. These are people you know from the community. Stop in for a visit. David Barnett, Dustin Green, and Leslie Menes in Greenville. Jeff Turner and Adria Earwood in Easley. Jack Bice, Robert Halfacre, and Lois Filial in Anderson. Visit them online at CarolinaAllianceBank.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hey guys, have you ever thought about betting on sports? Now's the perfect time to try, and MyBookie is the perfect place. You don't even have to leave your couch. MyBookie has a reputation for one-on-one customer service, great bonuses, and fast payouts when you win. Want to turn a little cash into a lot? Try a three-team parlay. Game already started before you can get a bet down? No problem. MyBookie offers live in-game betting on every major sport. There's literally no better time to sign up for MyBookie. We've got NFL, college football, MLB playoffs, and primetime fights. Even NBA and college basketball tip off soon. Go to MyBookie today to take advantage of our limited time 100% deposit bonus before it's too late. That's right, deposit today using promo code RADIO, and we'll double your money up to $1,000. Just use promo code RADIO when you register. Check out MyBookie online today.
No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only, void where prohibited.
The Mickey Flyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Wake up, Cole!
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
First things first, I'm the realest. Realest. Drop this and let the whole world feel.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Engineered Sleep, engineeredsleep.com. I want to tell you right now, Engineered Sleep is the way to go. Get you a custom-made, custom-designed bed. The folks at Engineered Sleep, get a mattress, I should say. Get the whole bed. That's what we did. We got the whole adjustable bed. Got the big king size. And I'm telling you, man, that's one of the best decisions we've ever made. You know, Meredith can't keep her hands off of me. It's always on my side of the bed. We still got a king-size bed. Just kidding, Meredith. Just kidding. Our friends at Engineered Sleep want you to come by. You test the mattress out. A lot of times, when you first lay down, you think, oh, I want a really, really, really soft mattress. I want a soft mattress. And maybe not as good for you. They can make it as soft as you want to get. But a firmer mattress may be better for your back, for your body long term. They'll talk to you about that. But they want you to be satisfied with it. You get it home, you don't like it, they'll come back and fix it. It's our friends at Engineered Sleep, engineeredsleep.com, Congaree Road over in Greenville. Custom made, custom designed mattresses, but not custom prices because you cut out the middleman. What a great deal, engineeredsleep.com. Reaction Monday, 654 Roar. Paul is in Ennery, South Carolina. Paul, thanks for hanging on so long. How you doing?
Just fine, but that's okay. You know, Mick, it just amazes me. You know, if you're going to call in or you're going to text, have a legit complaint. I mean, how can how can you tell if he was scared? I mean, if the kid was scared, he like had his head took off the week before, which I've never seen anything that indicated to me that he was scared. But have a, if it threw two or three intercepts and fumbled the ball and just looked, you know, like playing awful, then you call in or you text complaint. But you win by 60 points and you're complaining. I have more problem with our fans than I do other fans. I had a guy sat behind me in our section. One of our people must have normally got good people. They must have give a ticket to someone. He complained the whole game. Finally, he starts hollering at, our defensive line can't tackle anybody. This is against Syracuse. I turn around and say, buddy, are you talking about the defensive line that is saying it's the greatest, probably the greatest defensive line in college football history? Is that the one you're talking about? He just drops his head, you know. He complains to, oh, I have more problem out of people. It just burns me up. Somebody call in and say, well, Trevor, look scared. I mean, I just don't see where you get that. And if he was, he's probably got a legit case. But I just don't know, Mika. I think we're turning in – I'm not going to, you know, lump the whole Clemson fan base, but I think some of us is turning – some of them are turning into Alabama fans. They just can't be satisfied.
I think that's
what was the
society.
Guy's name?
That's not Clemson. I think that's society. Like, we think we know better. We live in this polarizing society now where there is no gray. Everything's black or white, and I'm going to prove myself right. I'm going to make sure that I know more than you. To be honest with you, anybody who sits in the stands and said, run this play, you don't know what you're talking about. You really don't know. I'm sorry, but you don't know what you're talking about. You're an accountant, you're a doctor, you're a lawyer, you're a florist, you're a plumber. You don't coach football. You don't know anything about what the defenses are doing. You don't know anything about it. So don't tell me what play to run. You don't know.
I like what Snap Hook said a while ago. 10 years ago, was running, wanting to run Tommy Bowden. But what people don't understand, just look at the run that this coaching staff, that Dabo Swinney's been on. You should never question. I don't care if he did the dumbest thing he's ever done. Never question the guy, because it seems like it always works out at the end. Can't win every national championship. No, yeah. You just can't do it.
We'll see.
Braves, Yankees, World Series. Braves takes the Yankees.
Well, you're a confidence. You know what? After last night, it was a nice win for you. Good win.
So. I know. I was beginning to worry if it's going to ever score. I just think they're a little young right now. I think they're a year. I think they're a couple years away from even thinking about getting to the World Series.
Maybe Braves Yankees 2020 World Series or something like that.
Maybe that's right, Nick. You have a great day.
Thank you, Paul. Appreciate the phone call. Pretty jazzed about this Yankee game, Red Sox game tonight, aren't you?
I'm very, very excited for it.
Yeah.
It's not. It's what, 7:30?
I got a note written on here. 7:40, yeah.
7:40.
Yeah.
I hate TBS's coverage of it, to be honest with you.
Ron Darling?
I can't stand it. I thought Darling was abysmal in game two. Absolutely abysmal. But who am I to say?
I was coming home from Wake Forest, so we had to keep up with it online and on Twitter coming home. But that was nice. How about Sanchez's 471-foot bomb? Bomb.
The first one seemed to be the monkey. And number two seemed to be the exclamation point on it. And it was great to see it, especially coming off of, he struck out bases loaded, if you remember, if you heard earlier in the game. Struck out bases loaded. There was a, you know, get back in the box comment from the pitcher. It was a tension-filled moment. And for him to come back in his next at bat and put one deep into the night in Fenway, that was impressive and a lot of fun to watch.
No doubt. No doubt about it. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. We're Reaction Monday. I have, let's get a phone call. I mean, a text or two, health care text line. David and Seneca says, I stay at the Holiday Inn before every game. I know exactly what play to call every single time. I think it's okay, like, to say, oh, man, we probably should have run it right there. You know, hindsight, yeah. I probably should have thrown the ball right there. Yeah, you know, I get a little bit of that. Or big picture-wise of, I'd like to see a little more out of a running game. I you know what, personally, I'd like to see a little more out of Clemson's screen game. Clemson's not a great screen team right now. Running back screens. Now, Dixon had a 41-yarder. That was great. I mean, maybe a little more of that. I get that. After pointing out that you had the largest margin of victory in ACC history, after pointing out that you scored 90 in the last 14 drives, after pointing out you got 698 yards of offense and 471 rushing yards, you know what? If there is something to say, yeah, maybe. I get that. After you point out three running backs deliver 100 yards. But to actually say during a game, you know, run this play right here, to be honest with you, bro, I don't come to your accounting firm and tell you to, you know, which to carry over. I don't even know what to tell you. I don't tell you when to object in your court case. I'm not sure you can tell Tony Elliott, Jeff Scott, Brent Venables what to do in your deal there. My friend Rudy is up next, 654 Roar. Rudy, thanks for calling in and hanging on. How you doing?
Good morning, my man. How you doing?
Doing great. Doing fantastic.
See, you almost sound like your partner there this morning. You kind of tore up there a little bit.
Well, what set me off?
That mattress last night, you must have on the couch.
No, I was good. Everything was great. What set me off is of our 10 texts, five of our first 10 texts were negative about a 63-3 win. I'm like, man, I can't be negative today. I'm sorry. Give me another day. But right now, I want to be positive about what I saw Saturday.
Do I need to get Mr. Orr come around there and burp you? Get you settled down?
He might come over here, but he'd limp back. I'll tell you that right now. He'd walk over, but he'd limp back.
How was the trip?
It was good. Now, I got to be honest with you. You and I talked on Friday. I went up 321.
Oh, man. God.
So, and you know what? It was the fastest way. It was good. Everything went great.
So the 85 was all right going up through there to Spartanburg?
Yeah, it was not bad because it was 9 in the morning and it wasn't bad. It was one lane through but we moved on about 45 miles an hour, 50 miles an hour. We were good.
Okay, that was good. Yeah. Well, you know, Sunshine, he did look a little bit nervous there. That was his first road game as a starter, you know, fumbling the ball. And he just got to get it mentally. Once he get it mentally, because he got the attributes of being athletic, he get it down mentally, he going to be all right. Yeah. You know, get the rattle around him.
If someone could tell me, though, 20 or 25 for 170 and two touchdowns and no picks every game, go ahead and sign me up for it.
Oh, yeah, he going to be all right. Yeah. He just and then, after the season, and nothing don't happen, he get in the weight room and get toned up real well.
Yeah.
And I think everything going to be really, really good.
He'll be fine, no doubt about it.
Yeah, man.
Good point.
You take care. Have a good day.
Thank you, Rudy. I appreciate the phone call. I want to hear from Joe in D.C. Let me get him in now. I've got enough time. Joe, I got a couple of minutes, man. How you doing this morning?
I'm all right. How you doing, man?
Fantastic.
I just want to say it's a lot of Clemson haters out there, man. And I'm glad that Jeff Scott and Tony Elliott addressed Desmond Howard's comments about Clemson football. You know, some of these commentators, I know they get paid to entertain, but some of them just don't like Clemson. They really don't. They, you know, that old saying, you know, we're going to do the Clemson, but we're going to get to the big game and lose. You know, these guys really don't like Clemson. And the more we keep doing what we're doing, the more haters we get, which is good. I enjoyed the game. I'm watching it right now. I recorded it, so I'm watching it again. But it was wonderful. I have no complaints. Keep running the ball and throw it when you have to, because we got somebody who can throw the ball.
Yeah, I like that game plan. I tell you, one of the things that I saw, Joe, and in replay, I didn't see it live there because I wasn't paying attention to it, but I wondered where are their safeties on those RPOs, on some a lot of those big runs. Man, you saw the safeties bailing into their coverage, into that cover two, and trying to get over on the hash. And it was the threat of the downfield passing game that opened up some of those holes in that running game. The safeties were voided out, and you really led to the great. Now, speed was a big part of that because you're not going to catch ET on a bad angle. But they had their backs turned, dropping into coverage, and the passing game sets up the running game.
And also, real quick, I watched the game last night with Dallas and Houston, and it was so wonderful to see Clemson on the field winning the game.
Yeah, no doubt.
That helps recruiting. You know, Dabo don't have to recruit as hard as the other because of the, you can see his players on the NFL level winning games. I mean, Hopkins and Watson, oh, my God, man. Woo! It was beautiful, man.
A lot of fun. A lot of fun. Joe, as usual, always love hearing from you, man. Have a great day today. Thank
you. You too.
Thank you, buddy. Hey, Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. Mark sent me a nice video the other day, and I always love getting my information from our friends at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. If you're looking for a loan right now, whether it be a new home, whether it be a renovating your own home, whether it be refinancing your own home, go with a local company. Your rates are going to be best that you're going to find anywhere. Plus, they're going to be there for you to explain things, to get there to you. It's just nice doing business with local people, and you're not really giving anything else. It's Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com.